This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with a story or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten. It's the 10 big ones. The stories, the topics, the hot hits in talk radio. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, which is a whole big business aimed at the news, talk radio, and television world. You can find Talkers Radio, for example, at Talkers.com. Talkers Television, we can talk about that. It's talk, talk, talk. But Michael's first job here is to overview the 10 stories that have made it through the research of the stations around the country, the hosts, the programs, into the top 10 list this week. We do this every week, 52 weeks a year. So the people on the list and the stories, Michael, it is all yours.
All right, here we go. It's been another interesting week in the world of news talk radio. A lot of talk about sports, Major League Baseball action at number 10. But soccer has been a worldwide phenomenon, and even here in the U.S. it's been talked about. And the World Cup down in Brazil has been part of the 10th most talked about topic on news talk radio. At number 9, we have climate change, and it's tied with a connected story, the Antarctic sea ice data that was released. Cleveland named the 2016 GOP convention site at number 8. At number 7, more politics. We have Hillary Clinton's 2016 prospects and criticism of blood feud. Costco polls the D'Souza book as number 6. A move to impeach the President of the United States. That's at number 5. At number 4, we have Obama's approval ratings, which are not very good. Number 3, we have Israeli-Palestinian violence, which is not good. At number 2, we have the ISIS-Iraq campaign. And at number 1, the child immigration crisis. Most talked about people, Elizabeth Warren at 10, David Gergen at 9, Hillary at 8, Dinesh D'Souza at 7. Sarah Palin at number 6, Benjamin Netanyahu at 5, John Boehner at 4. John McCain at 3, Rick Perry at number 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. And that's a snapshot of a far more complicated scene, news talk radio, for an entire week here at the early stages of the summer of 2014.
You know, it amazes me how people click. Or where, I mean, this happens almost every week. There's a story or there's a person that seems to come out of nowhere. The immigration, the child immigration situation is one of those things. This has been going on for years. It didn't happen last week. Somebody woke up and said, my God, we got 57,000 kids who are hanging around and they're being bused from Texas to Arizona or wherever. The benefits of listening to good conversations on some of the great news talk radio stations in the country is that we can take apart a lot of these things. And it isn't just one issue. It's several issues. And this, you know, is a perfect example, frankly, of several different issues that come to the surface, how we get suckered in by the news media because we really don't know what's going on in the country. Well, most people don't. They don't read. They don't find the news. They have the ability to do it. They can look up a lot of stuff. But this isn't something that has gotten a lot of attention for any number of reasons. So now all of a sudden we're going to come up with $3.7 billion, or that's what the president says. And part of the discussion this week, Michael, was the various ideas that popped out of the discussion, never mind the news coverage, but okay, so we got 57,000 kids, $3.7 billion into 57,000 turns out to be $65,000 a piece. So somebody called a radio program that I was listening to and said, okay, let's give them a check for $65,000 and throw them on a plane and get them out of here, send them back to where they came from. If you're going to spend all that dough, let them have, that's enough money for them to live a lifetime wherever they came from. That was one idea. A couple of senators after a radio conversation that I had, or I think, I don't know if I was the first one to come up with this or not, but if you look at the fares from Houston and Dallas down to El Salvador or Guatemala or Honduras, the average price with a two-week advance purchase is $207. So you put 57 times 207 one-way tickets, that's a heck of a lot less than $3.7 billion.
Well, what's important, what I gather from what you just said, is that we tend to discuss these topics, especially the ones that pop up out of nowhere but really have roots everywhere and have been around a while, we have to put them into context. One of the problems with the way we deal with news in this country, or maybe in the world, is everything is out of context. And context is really the most important aspect of understanding how important or unimportant any news issue is. And it also ties into, you know, remedies for it that make sense. For example, you're saying we can just send these kids back on commercial airline bookings. The problem is they want to get out of those countries because their lives there are in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, another element of context.
But why is that our problem is another context of the story. That's
well,
why is
our
it our problem?
Problem our problem. Well, I'll answer that. Even though I don't like to use this show to get sucked into personal, you know, opinion conversations about politics.
And I'm not trying to suck you in, but it's a
perspective.
Yeah.
It is our problem, in as much as we, as a nation, have taken on the role. Part of our mission statement is to be a beacon of freedom for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people think we shouldn't do that anymore. But if we don't do that, if we don't see ourselves as somehow a champion of justice, a beacon of freedom, a defender of the oppressed, good guys, the guys in the white hats, if we don't have that as part of what we see America as being, then what do we have?
Mm. Wow, that's pretty persuasive. That's a wonderful way of looking at it. I wonder how many people have taken that side of the street with the argument.
Well, I mean, but again, context. Why are we in half the wars? And then the question is, okay, so why are we in war in the Middle East, but we're not in war in Africa? How come millions of people are killed in Africa in genocide, and it's not even in the news, but we're going to protect Iraq from Saddam Hussein's tyranny?
Uh-huh.
And then you look a little deeper and you say, oh, because we don't have any economic interest in this particular country in Africa, and we have oil in this place, so we're hypocritical and we're full of you-know-what.
Right. Yep, okay.
And these are all interesting contextual aspects of things that, if not spoken about intelligently, just, you know, yeah, let's go in there and fight for freedom. I don't know what's going on in Africa or South America or anywhere else or in our own country, because it's not in the news. If it's not in the news, well, it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
So we pick and choose what we're going to be outraged about based upon how we're manipulated by the media, and the media is manipulated by the government and the politicians.
All right, so I want to take contextually that one step further in a moment. Michael Harrison, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. We continue with our overview, and again, contextualization. What a great word that is, contextualization, if that is a word.
Well, I think I made it up.
Contextualization. Continues next here.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be pretty awesome, nasty, responsibly.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, here on the Weekly Countdown program. I'm Doug Steffen. So we were talking about the number one issue on the charts this week, the week of July 7th to the 11th, and child immigration is in that position. And so Michael suggests that we have an obligation to take care of these people to a point, because we are the last bastion of freedom and hope for many people. So but we were talking about whether the news media has brought this to a head just because somebody woke up somewhere in an editing room and said, you know, there's a big problem with these people. Let's talk about it. We'll put it on the front page, and then everybody jumps on it. So in comparison, you and I went to Israel. I've been there a couple of times. You've been there a couple of times. Every day, there are bombings, there are murders, there's a clash between some Palestinian somewhere and some Israeli someplace. Every once in a while it blows up into the sort of situation that exists this week with bombs flying back and forth, airplanes, you know, the whole thing.
I've witnessed the bombing. I've run through the streets to a bomb shelter as a missile was coming in,
Well, so, but we choose to be interested in it when the news media chooses to cover it, when in fact there is a bombing every day. That's my point. There are things going on there every day of all those people's lives, and depending on the scale of it, it gets reported or it doesn't. But that doesn't mean that we really know what's going on over there. In fact, I think we don't really know what's going on unless we actually go there. And I think that's true of most anything going on in the world. We are very poor travelers. Our country has the least in terms of the G8 countries. We have the least number of people with passports, percentage-wise, than any other country in that G8 group.
It's true. And one of the things we always learn whenever we do travel is that the average person in these other countries knows more about what's going on in our country than we do. There is such a lack of awareness of world affairs. Again, that's also the media. Mm-hmm. The media doesn't want to cover stories that are not of immediate interest, and the media does not like to cover stories that are not simple. If it's too complicated, they don't want to cover it, or they do what's worse is they simplify it, and they simplify it based on emotion, not on intellect, so that, oh, this will get people riled up, oh, this will get people's attention, you know. They call it the bed bug syndrome. Do you remember, like, about a year ago, there was news all over the place about bed bugs in New York?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, there was this whole big...
Right, like bed bugs just came to New York a week before the report.
Yeah, there was a slow news day one day,
yeah.
And somebody was mentioning bed bugs.
Right.
There were no more bed bugs in New York the week of all the bed bug discussions than there's been for years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slow news day, so now we had a bed bug crisis, and all of a sudden people stopped booking their rooms.
Right.
For, you know, and it escalated into a crisis. Not that bed bugs are nice.
No.
But there were no more bed bugs than we've been sleeping with for years.
No, for years. It's just that's right. And look at all the business that was lost because of it. Contextualization, once again. And I'm reminded of the song you and I played as young disc jockeys, as your chewing gum loses its flavor on the bedpost. Flavor, is that what it was? Okay.
As your chewing gum loses its flavor on the bedpost overnight.
Lonnie Donegan.
Yeah.
All right.
Stiffle music. It's one of the great forms of music that we don't hear enough on the radio.
You're right. We need more of that kind of stuff on the radio. Michael Harrison here in this hour, reviewing the charts, the information, and sort of the behind-the-scenes things going on in the world of News Talk Radio as we continue.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Coast to coast. 23 and change after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine from InsideTalkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so we've moved ourselves away from the number one item. I thought, frankly, with the presidential impeachment story number five, I would ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's on this program as well, about the impact of these discussions. Sarah Palin wants to impeach the president because she needs to have some spotlight time so she can get on The View. And so how that fits in.
I mean, look, impeaching the president at this point is ridiculous.
But what Steve Wiseman said, Michael, was that the Boehner legal challenge is legit, does have foundation, will get support, has merit, and may actually change the course of events when it comes to the things that are in the challenge, which I thought was because Wiseman is not exactly unbiased when it comes to his political point of view. He doesn't wear it on his sleeve on the air, but I happen to know what his politics are. And this is the sad part of another reality that we're not talking enough about. It goes way up to the Supreme Court. How political everything is. We talk about...
Let's put it in context again.
Yeah.
Wiseman says that Boehner's premise has legal merit.
Yes, he does.
Let's put it now to a larger context. Any politician today could be impeached based upon that, because you could find something based upon something they've done that is illegal, immoral, unethical, that besmirches the responsibility of their position.
Yep.
Almost every elected official in America, including Boehner.
Yeah.
So yes, there's merit to impeaching the president, just as there's merit to impeaching every president we've ever had. But the impeachers also should be impeached. You know the old thing, throw the bums out? I think it should be changed to stop electing bums.
Yeah. Well, the other old saying, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house,
yes,
is another. I mean, Boehner is a complicit in all kinds of foolishness, and they all are, and we've become so cynical. But the other part of it, and this is another good discussion from a political talk radio program I heard a week or so ago, with an underscore of what had happened on the Tuesday primaries, because we're about halfway through the primary season, and so far, of the 293 congressmen whose seats were up or in question in the primaries in the states where they've already been conducted, only two have been thrown out of their primary race. Two will not be back. The rest of them at least will run against challengers from another party. So what does that tell you about all the gas, the huff and puff? Well, I got to get rid of the bums. What are you talking about, get rid of the bums? You only threw out two out of 291.
And again, one of the problems with that is the alternatives are just other bums.
Well, that's because, I'm going to ask you rather than me pontificate, why is it that we aren't getting better quality people? That's a question asked all the time. Why aren't good people like you and me, or people who have substance, people who have value as business folks, why aren't they running?
Deep-seated problems in the fabric of our society and problems with the system that does not encourage good people to run or make themselves available.
See, I think part of it is the medium, the news media, again, becoming the culprit because they decide one way or another on... You remember the editorial? We all used to talk about this a lot. Washington Post, New York Times... L.A. Times, whatever the newspaper, USA Today, the editorial staff would meet with candidates and decide who to support. And it was usually they'd come up with questions. This is the reason we decided. Nonsense. It was their own political leaning that brought them to decide who they wanted to promote.
Right. To see which one fell within their own interests.
Of course. Right. Yeah. It's like you can't anymore get real constructive criticism in newspapers aimed at businesses that advertise a lot. Is that
complicated
the way
business. It's rough running a country.
Yeah, it is. All right. Michael Harrison continues. We're going to talk about a host in Connecticut up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at Herbal Healer. CourtFredAmerica.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
33 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we resume our weekly conversation with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Michael has been a radio personality in the music business, but he also has had his time doing talk on some really great radio stations, one of them WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. And so as we look at what's going on, it's one of those storied stations, storied call letters. You talk about guys that have been legendary, like Bob Steele, who was on that radio station, what, 40-something years? How long was Steele?
Over 50 years.
50 years.
I am the one who brought full-time talk radio to WTIC.
Uh-huh.
It had talk shows on it, but I went there, I believe it was 1991.
Yep.
And while I was publishing Talkers Magazine, because we publish out of Springfield, Massachusetts, and they needed somebody on this middle-of-the-road music station with a big news department to conduct a town meeting on a big issue that had broken in Connecticut. So they asked me to do it, and I went and I did it, and I never stopped doing it, and the whole station wound up being talk around me within a year. During that time, I knew John Rowland, who was a up-and-coming politician in Connecticut who didn't get elected governor. He lost to Lowell Weicker, the former senator who went independent and became governor.
Right.
And then Rowland became governor shortly thereafter, after Weicker's term was up. And he told me the reason that he was elected this time was he shaved his mustache. Never forget that about John Rowland.
That's true.
He had a mustache, and he thought he didn't look very honest with the mustache.
Turns out that he didn't need the mustache to be gone to not be very honest, it would seem,
well,
right?
This guy's a pip. I mean, he became governor and got thrown out for corruption. Then he became a talk show host. And then he was in jail and figured out another way to be corrupt, and now he's going to go to jail again, maybe. You know, he's being brought up on charges for selling influence on his show.
Yeah, getting people to pay for favorable. This was another politician that wanted him to favor this guy's candidacy over his opponent's candidacy, right?
And he had a secret contract as a consultant to the guy.
Yeah. So,
you know, but one thing it does show is it just shows the influence of WTIC.
Right.
At least people are willing to pay for the station.
Right, to get the endorsement. Yeah.
Not traditional revenue.
Yeah. And then we call that an inside in the business. NTR.
Yeah, this is inside stuff. Yeah.
All right. So, but let's follow that one step further. We have had discussions here more than once about other people who've gotten into trouble. I think there's a Chicago host. But there's always somebody that does a money or advice show that gets into trouble annually. We got one or two of these people that end up selling listeners on programs that are just corrupt, and they use the radio program to do that. So what it does is give a lot of the business and money shows a bad name, because they figure out all the stuff they're talking about. It's like Dr. Oz getting put on the spot in the Senate a couple of weeks ago for selling lots of stuff on his show. Does he lose credibility? Is he guilty of anything? I don't know. Can we put a correlation back to our correlative between the business talk hosts who get into trouble because they pimp stuff that isn't maybe as legit as it ought to be? Is that the same thing with Oz?
Well, the key is disclosure. The key is disclosure. If you're a doctor show and you are selling some kind of health product and you say this is a commercial, then it's fine. If you're a doctor show and you're promoting some health product and people don't know you're getting paid to do that, that's illegal. And it's the same thing with politics. If you're getting paid to have a position on something and people don't know that you're doing it for that reason, that's illegal. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to endorse something that you don't mean if you're doing it for money. But if he said, full disclosure, I am supporting Joe Blow for this position because he paid me to do it, then it's a commercial and it's okay. So it has to. It really has to do with disclosure.
Disclosure.
Disclosure, which
disclosure.
Is a very important word that people should understand in determining who's lying to them and who's telling them the truth.
All right, so let's go to the next step here. Item number 6 on the story list this week from the charts in the Talk Radio Countdown has to do with Dinesh D'Souza's book, which follows a movie. He's pretty one-sided. He's pretty right-wing. And so the headline, and I think Hannity more or less created this, and that's fine. And listen, it's all about let's look at the people who are on our side and give them some publicity. So Costco said they pulled D'Souza's book because it only sold 4,000 copies, hardly a bestseller, and nobody knew it was. I didn't know anything about it until the Hannity interview. Frankly, now they pull the book and Hannity jumps on it, and now everybody wants to buy the book. Where's the book? I can't find the book. So Costco.
Yeah, well, that's a great exercise in how human nature works. If it's something that people feel is now banned, boycotted, unavailable, you know, it isn't all that different than those stupid toys that become popular at Christmas, and all of a sudden the stores don't have them.
Well, but
and people are paying a fortune for a piece of crap.
Here's who's to say, Michael, that this isn't the same. You and I both know Sean, and know he would not do this. But we don't know all the hosts well, and there are people who have a lot to. We know influence from talk radio circles helped to get elected. People get elected recently, and so we have a lot of influence. And people come to us, authors all the time, and people who have businesses.
Yeah.
They want us to talk on the air. We don't get paid for it. Maybe we should, but we don't. And we present something, and so anything's possible here.
Anything's possible. But let me tell you something. Anytime politics is involved, people use an occurrence that may have nothing to do with politics to, grind their political axe.
Right.
And it's very possible that this book, which has a political point of view, was dropped by Costco because it didn't fit their requirements for sales.
Right.
It is extremely possible, because Costco operates, they play the hits. And Costco is an operation that they don't have excess products. They have the products that people like, and they go through extreme hoops to make sure they've got the right products. That's why Costco is very popular. That being said, anytime something happens that has a political component to it, the people who see the world through a political lens, whether it's Sean Hannity or John Boehner or Barack Obama or any of the millions of people that are in the business of politics out there, some good, some evil, they will turn it into a political point. And they'll jump on it. Go, see, Costco dropped it because they're trying to ban it. They don't want people knowing what's going on in this book. And that is probably not the truth.
There
the
we go.
Business is a business.
Yep. Yeah, no, and so is Costco. I don't see them as having the same kind of leanings as some of these. For example, Hobby Lobby, we all know what the politics are, the people that own that, and thus the focus. But Costco is much more corporate, I think, than Hobby Lobby, at least in most people's minds. Michael.
Costco are like scientists. They have corporatism and retailism to a science.
Right, they do. They couldn't do what they're doing. And the science is understanding humanity more even than goods.
Right.
Who is it that goes into Costco with the idea of buying one thing that doesn't walk out with a $400 bill? I can't go into the Costco store. The Costco store that I visit, Meredith and I went in there, I don't know, a month or so ago, and with the express intention of getting glass rims for my new glasses, $29. $400 later.
They got you.
Right.
Know?
Right, exactly. And so who's the dummy here and who are the smart people? They know exactly how to market. That's what they're all about. So they don't care about Dinesh D'Souza's. If it's going to sell, they're going to carry it. If it isn't selling, out. Gonzo.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we pause for a moment here and then we'll wrap it up.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. And you mentioned Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here as we go through the issues and the behind-the-scenes things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. There has been, let's say, it hasn't been quiet the rumors, you hear people talking about how it's the great demise of News Talk Radio, which is nonsense. But yet, there are some people in the media who love to take things apart. So, let's set it straight. Where Limbaugh, use him as an example if you want, Michael, use whoever you want. The ratings, people always want to look at the ratings, which is kind of a fraudulent reality in and of itself. I'm saying that. You don't have to agree with me. I just think that it's a...
I'm quoted in newspapers all around the country as saying that the ratings are inaccurate.
Okay, good. All right, so from that point, let's talk about how radio stations are still benefiting from having this format on them.
Benefiting from having News Talk?
Well, I think benefiting in terms of listeners and average. After all, this is a business. This is a business.
This is the darn format that's kept radio alive for the last 20-some-odd years.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
all right. Well, who are the biggest stars in radio? They're talk show hosts. Which radio format is talked about in the news all the time as being involved in which way the country goes? Talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Talk radio, which format has listeners that pay attention to everything, including commercials? Talk radio. It's not a background medium. It's got stars. It's got personality. It's got a wide variety of topicality, not just conservative news. I mean, you know, that's a myth. Look at sports talk. Look at medical talk. Look at money talk. Relationships talk. This is the greatest format in radio, probably in radio history, this era that we're in, and it's still going strong. The reason people put it down so much is because they're afraid of it, because it does have clout and it does have consequences. It's alive and well, and it will remain that way.
It has personality, charm and personality.
Yeah.
What other format? There are very few people who are on, like you and I, when we used to be disc jockeys, we had what they call, it was personality radio, or we were radio personalities. Mm-hmm. Now, the music stations, for the most part, they don't even have live voices, never mind people with personalities. So they focus on the music because it's cheaper to run the station that way, and therefore lose. I don't care about the music, and maybe it's because of the era that I grew up in. I wanted to listen to guys like Cousin Brucey because of what they had to say. I don't care about the music. Well, that's not really true, but I want to hear what he is talking about.
Well, it's a cultural gestalt, if you will. I mean, the DJs were the gurus of the culture. You found out what it was like to be a kid and how to be a kid and what the terminology was and the hip music and the styles and the fashion. It was a community. The music and the DJs tied in together, and you knew when you were listening to it, so were all your friends. And it was really popular culture.
Well, did you hear what Bruce said, or did you hear what Murray the K said, or did you hear what Dan, Imus was a jock at that time. I was thinking about Dan Ingram.
And you know, there were really a lot of them. Robert W. Morgan on the West Coast, Wolfman Jack.
Charlie Tuna.
And
who's still around?
In Boston.
Yeah, right. I mean, think about it for a minute. Of all the people we just mentioned, the only guy who's still around is Charlie Tuna. I can't think of another name that we just went through.
Bruce is still around.
Bruce is, that's right, too. He is. He's on Sirius.
Yeah, he does a show on Sirius, and it sounds like the old WABC.
It does, Yeah, just like him. And the guy's 83, 84. He sounds every bit as good now as he did 45 years ago when he was on KHJ.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It really is. I will get in my car and drive around Los Angeles on Saturday and Sunday morning just to listen to Charlie on Gayeth.
The long-lasting personalities that are involved in people's lives are talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Kasem recently died, as we know, and he was a player, but Casey was, as we pointed out, a performer.
Yeah,
he was a performer, but it was a good one, and people grew up with him. And there were some great DJs out there, but just not a lot of them.
No.
And you don't hear about them as much. Ryan Seacrest is probably the number one disc jockey in America today,
and he's vapid. That's me saying that. He's not a bad kid. He's very, very smart. Very smart. And understands how the business works. And is created. So he's vanilla. Bruce Williams. Remember Bruce Williams, who is one of the great, 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 historically speaking, radio performers and talk hosts. And I, we would never disagree. He was the greatest. He would go on, and he'd be happy to tell you on the air, off the air, he was vanilla.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm vanilla. And he would say with a straight face.
But he was not vanilla.
Yeah.
If he was vanilla, he was Breyer's vanilla with the vanilla beans.
Yeah, no, he was.
He was really good vanilla.
Yeah, he was very good vanilla. Yeah, he understood the whole story. All right, well, anyway, we're waxing philosophical, but it's great insight into what's going on in the personality world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison with our overview of the stories, the topics, the hits in the world of News Talk Radio for this week. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time now for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to come in and overview some of the important things happening in the world of conversation radio this week. Steve has a law degree from BC. He's been a teacher. He's been a radio person. Interesting how those two go together, like love and marriage. Have you noticed, Steve?
Yep.
Teaching and radio.
I don't know about the love and marriage. But so far, this one's working.
Well, we get oftentimes fired from one radio station and get to another. That happens sometimes.
There you go, Sam.
Yeah, husband, you get fired as the husband. All right, let's...
well, it happened to me.
Yes, it happened to me too. All right, so there are three or four things that are on the list of the top ten this week that cry out, that beg commentary. The child immigration crisis and all of the hoo-ha about that legally. What can we, how is this, I guess the legal question here, or maybe there's a myriad of legal questions, can we do what we, they're coming here illegally, so why do we have to follow the law to get rid of them? That's the question.
Well, because we are a country of, you know, of laws.
So some would have us believe.
That we do use due process. But, yeah. You know, throughout the laws, immigration laws have been a prime example of governments and companies following the laws that they wish. I mean, the idea, it should be a simple thing. I mean, without getting into the morality of dealing with the children, they are illegal immigrants and they should be sent back. Then you get into humanitarian issues and sometimes asylum issues. But the bigger picture on immigration is you have some companies that are thrilled illegal workers. You also have a total ignoring of the fact that illegals are there and states making rules. So how do you give illegals driver's licenses? How do you give them free education? And the question is, well, wait a minute. What about the illegal part of the preface? So Congress never seems to know what they're doing when it comes to this, even more so than other things.
So the reality of spending $3.7 billion, divide that by 57,000 who are, I guess, on the waiting line or somewhere, they've come across the border, that comes to $65,000 a piece. I said, just give them the money and send them back home again.
It would be simpler.
A lot simpler.
Then they could win the lottery.
Well, the other side of it is...
The problem is, it is costly to do due process. We do live by due process, and we should have due process. But
we become
really
victims here.
Situation.
These people will play it as they're the victims. Well, we're the victims here. They're the victims of violence in their own country. Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, horrible places. No question about that. So these people are coming up here because some relative and say, yeah, you can come here, and you know, they won't really prosecute. They'll make a lot of noise, but you can get in, and then they won't throw you out. Meanwhile, we could spend $207 for an airplane ticket. Each one of them could very easily be sent back from either Houston or Dallas back to their countries, and that'd be the end of it. But they'd probably try to come back again, so you go around, around, and around where we start.
Yeah, you don't have the security on the borders to stop. I mean, the interesting thing is if we had the security on the borders, then you wouldn't even have to get into the whole issue of due process and asylum, except for those people who really did come here seeking asylum. It's a mess.
Find a way to annex Mexico. That's the only way this is ever going to get solved.
There you go.
Yep. All right. Number five on the list this week has to do with a suggestion that the president be impeached. This has gotten footballed around a lot in the last, 20, 30 years since Nixon was tried with Clinton. And now Sarah Palin is trying to get on The View, so she's making a lot of racket to make it appear that she is in the spotlight again. But the other side of it is a lot of people have said the same thing because he has broken laws, and we all know he's broken laws.
You know, there's a difference between breaking a law and the grounds for impeachment, which are high crimes and misdemeanors. And when it says misdemeanors there, it doesn't mean misdemeanors in regard to a small level of crime. Under no standard that has ever been used for a president has he committed an impeachable offense. But when you have Congressman Boehner considering a lawsuit against him for a specific actions that he's done, which he thinks extended beyond presidential powers, I think that's legitimate. I'm not saying he's going to win or not, but I really think that is a legitimate challenge to the imbalance that's going on between these elements of the government. So while I think Sarah Palin trumpeting impeachment is just trying to give her more than her 15 minutes, which she's extended far more times, but Boehner's loss
is
not
merit.
Something to be just as a publicity stunt. There are legitimate legal arguments there.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with legitimate legal arguments. Thanks, Stephen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.